Hovis Bout Ministries. This is Patricia.
My name is Tamika, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance. Purpose must be to person that request a call back, please.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. This is Hope Inspired Ministry. Let me see which one of the students may have called you. Hold on just a second.
Okay. Okay.
Did you call Informant from the student? Hello? Hello?
How may I assist you today?
Hey, I was trying to sign up for professional or law. I was trying to sign up for unemployment.
Okay, may I have your social security number, please?
Ma'am.
May I have your social security number?
423-495-347.
I can't hear you, ma'am.
Hold on, I'm going to walk out the door. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
423-495-347.
Am I have your name?
Dominique Hunter.
And your date of birth?
July 23rd, 1999.
And your mother's maiden name?
Sharice Robinson.
And you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
What's that number?
I have ID.
Okay, what's the ID number?
Let me go get it. Hold on. Let me go. I got it put up. Hold on.
They're not going to be goals that set in stone. It's something that you're able to do, that you want to achieve, that you're trying to achieve.
The number is, no, it's not 1-105-42044.
Okay, so your PIN number is going to be 0330.
0330, okay.
And what's your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am. English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And you understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you understand?
Yes.
And you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years. It can affect your ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes.
And have you received, have you worked since you last filed an unemployment claim, yes or no?
No.
And what was the reason for the break that you haven't worked since you last filed a claim?
Due to no transportation.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you filed for regular unemployment compensation, the only file for TAA benefits, yes or no?
Did I file for regular unemployment?
Compensation, and you only filed for TAA benefits. So that's if you was employed with a job and they move overseas.
No, I don't know.
Okay, and did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And have your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked on a different name? I'm sorry, have you worked on a different social security number in the past 2 years, yes or no? And what's a good phone number for you?
Phone number, can I put two phone numbers down?
I only can use one.
I only can use one. Okay, because, let me put this phone number down. Hold on for a second. Okay, 334-399-6496.
And you have an Alabama non-driver ID?
Yes, ma'am. I have an Alabama non-driver ID.
What's your race?
Black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Not.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade, graduated.
And why you're a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What was that?
I said no, I didn't serve nothing.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, and what is your residential address?
251. Williams Drive.
So hey, Williams Drive?
Yes, ma'am. Williams with an S.
Okay.
Drive. Hainesville, Alabama. 36040.
Okay. And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
And what's your occupation?
What you mean by that? Single?
Your occupation. What was your job?
I was working at Hainesville AG.
I don't know. What did you do? What was your occupation?
I
customer service, cashier. Okay. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
No.
So if you say no to this, I'm going to ask, what are you looking for work in?
I'm saying, can you repeat that question?
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
Oh, yeah, I'm seeking for work, yes.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
Repeat that again.
Were you in a union at work?
A union?
Uh-huh. Were you in a union?
No, not that I know
okay.
of.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
You said have my what?
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Repeat that question.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30 miles.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
The lowest I accept is 13.
And are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
Is I'm what?
A corporate officer for a business.
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis? Do you have a real estate license?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
Have I received what?
Are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And are you available for and seeking work in Alabama, yes or no?
Yes, I'm available.
And you have indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed. Is that correct?
The last time I filed. I had a date when the last time I filed.
You indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed. Is that correct?
Yes.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld federal income tax, yes or no?
No.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid card will take 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
I prefer your prepaid card.
Okay. And have you received, or do you expect to receive in the following pay, for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And you are certifying your answers are true and accurate, and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by your employer. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Auburn, Birmingham, Dothan, Montgomery, none of the above.
None of the above.
And which of the following street addresses in Selma have you ever lived at or been associated with? 107 Vaughn Memorial Drive, 214 Alabama Avenue, 557 Providence Avenue, 726 Chickasaw Avenue, or none of the above? I'm not familiar with this property.
None of the above.
And which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 2003 Mitsubishi Outlander, 2005 Acura, 2007 Toyota, 2009 Buick Enclave, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I haven't been associated with neither one of the vehicles.
And you hereby file in a claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
And you certify under the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
You understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
So the following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also went to you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active career application for the rest of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log on to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file it with your certification. Failure to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process we just completed files your unemployment claim. Found this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a claim each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly claim either online in the claimant's portal or by calling 1-800-752-7389. And that's 1-800-752-7389.
Okay, and that's the number I call when I'm doing
your weekly certification.
Okay, and what the number is again?
1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday beginning at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. And failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 o'clock on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly claim between Sunday and Friday by 5, and with the filer online and by phone, you will need to remember your PIN number. Additional instructions are in your benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It's very important you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, please call inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. The number again is 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. And beginning January the 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you complete your weekly claim, and you may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them. Fair to making at least 3 virtual contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. And for assistance with your work search, visit your local Alabama Career Center. So this completes your claim. I have your transaction ID number. And this number just to verify that you completed your claim today. That number is
48998-1105. Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am.
All right, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.